Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. It is terrific Tuesday, September 18th, 2012. We're going to get started right on time here today because we've got a lot of information to cover. My name is Paul Hutchings, dialing in from beautiful Southeast Idaho, dialing in from my beautiful new office, which I'm so thrilled about. I may have a little bit of an echo because this office is, double or triple the size of the office that I just moved out of. So if there's an echo, I apologize. But folks, I'll tell you what, I'm excited to be here. I'm excited about life. It's 7 a.m. in Southeast Idaho here, and I actually woke up this morning. I drank my health drink. I drank a couple of glasses of water. I got into the gym. I brought my music player with my headphones. I got onto the gym. I got on the treadmill. I ran 3 miles, and towards the last 3 miles, I turned the music up. I let it pump through my veins, and I'm running, and I'm running faster, and I'm just feeling excited about life. And folks, you got to get excited about life. You've got to get excited about life. Getting up in the morning, exercising, getting some water into your body, getting some good food into your body, that's one of the things that can get you excited about life. That's one of the things that can contribute greatly to your success in business. So I want to encourage everyone to do that. You know, just last week I was talking to Melvin Shaw from Chicago, and he said, I'm sick of hearing you bragging about your exercise, so I'm going out and getting some of my own. Well, folks, I'm going to keep bragging about exercise because it makes a huge difference in how you feel about life, your morning routine, how you start the day, getting up in the morning, moving your body, getting those liquids in your body, getting on this call. I'll tell you, this is a great morning routine to get into, not just putting good stuff in your body, but putting good stuff in your head. And that's what this call is all about. It's about getting the ideas, getting the strategies, getting the truth, getting the principles that are going to make all the difference in your life and in your business. That's what we do on this call. We come together as entrepreneurs throughout the world to study the principles that make all the difference in business. And, you know, I tell you, I'm just excited. You know, we've got just a little bit of a report on how we're doing on this call. I check the numbers. I don't log in every day. Sometimes I go weeks without checking, but I checked the other day, folks, and we had live on this call, 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific, and everywhere in between, we had 161 callers the other day log into this call. And so last night, I'm talking to my wife, and I let her know. I said, hey, you know, gosh, we've got 161 people dialing into this call live. Who knows how many people are dialing into the replay? And then I, you know, Todd Young from Baltimore sent me some training that Mike Hobbs and his partner are doing in their marketing system. And guess what they're teaching? They're teaching Think and Grow Rich. They're teaching have a major definite purpose. Utilize auto-suggestion in your life with the self-confidence formula. They're teaching the stuff that we're learning on this call. And who knows how many people they're reaching. And I had to smile when I got ready to lay down on my bed last night and express thanks to God that we, as a group, my friends, you and I on this call are making a difference. We're making a difference in the world. We're making impact. We're impacting lives all over the United States and even some lives outside of the United States. So give yourself a big pat on the back for being a part of this movement of people who are committed to becoming a master of this information, becoming a master of these principles of Think and Grow Rich that can bring, are you ready for this, any amount of wealth that you can possibly conceive in your mind into your life. Is that a true statement? I'm going to repeat it again. The principles we study and apply on this call can bring any amount of wealth, regardless of the number. If you can conceive it in your mind and you can learn, understand, and apply the principles that we study on this call, you can bring that number into your life. You know, we heard a true story just a few days ago of a man who brought $100 million into his life through the principles that we're learning on this call. So what's your number? Is it bigger than 100 million? I venture to say probably not. So someone has already proved that you can bring that amount of money into your life. So if your number is a little bit smaller than that, guaranteed this stuff can bring that number into your life. So be a student, commit to getting on this call every day, commit to making this a part of your daily routine, give it a little bit of time to work, and I promise you, it will make all the difference. It has for me, has for many other people, and it's not necessarily what I say on the call or what you might say, although that's a big part of it, but it's back of what we say. It's the principles, it's the laws that come through in the words that come out of our mouths. And again, I love principles and I love laws. Why? Because a principle or a law or a truth, another word, all of these words represent an idea that will work in my life just as well as it will work in your life. And if you can learn to study the principles and the laws, in fact, that's one of the things that you want to do in your home-based business. As you're listening to leaders, as you're listening to the information that they're giving you on the conference calls and the webinars, watch what they're doing. Watch how they're doing it. Look for the principles. Ask yourself, what is a common trait between leader A and leader B and leader C? Because they're all different people, right? They all have different personalities. They might even be saying different things, but I can guarantee you they're doing things. If they're successful, if they're having results in their business, they're doing things in a certain way. And what we want to do as students, as practitioners of this information, is we want to look for the certain way. We want to look for the principles. You know, when you get on this call, how do I start the call? Do I start it off with excitement and passion for life? Or do I start it off with, hey, good morning, everyone. You know, it's good to be here. Come on. I start it off with excitement and passion for life. Why? Because it gets me excited. It probably gets you excited. It probably wakes you up and snaps you out of whatever train of thought you might be in. And it causes you to focus and it causes you to pay attention to the words coming through the line because you can't see my face, right? You can't. Yeah, we're not on video here. We're not in a room where we can communicate with one another eye to eye, right? So we've got to use words, we've got to use passion, we've got to use energy, and we can send that through the line to connect with the brains of everyone that's plugged into this call. Well, guess what? That's something you can do. That's something you can do in your personal communication. That's something you can do in your marketing. That's something you can do when you're communicating with your team. You can have excitement, right? It's a principle, something that I'm doing that you can do, right? And I love this stuff. Now, folks, we've got some great content today. We're going to jump into chapter 5 of the book Think and Grow Rich. And this book is the cornerstone of this call. This book is the book that really laid down the law, laid down the principles in an easy-to-understand format. And most people take this stuff for granted. Most people will read through it and say, yeah, I know that stuff, or, you know, I've heard that before. But I'll tell you, the people that recognize the power of this book, you know, it's funny, I was talking to Todd Young a week or so ago, And we've actually talked about this several times. It's funny, when we tell people about this book, Think and Grow Rich, we can always recognize instantly the people who think they know. And those are the people that we know absolutely have no clue. And they'll say things like, oh, yeah, I know that book. Really? How much money are you making? You know, and the answer, they don't often verbalize it, but the answer we know is very low because they think they know everything. Folks, the people who make the most money are the students. They're humble. They recognize they don't know, and they continue to study these principles. And as you do that, more money will continue to come into your life. So let's jump into, my friends, chapter 5, which is specialized knowledge, personal experience, or observations. This is the fourth step toward riches. There are two kinds of knowledge. One is general, the other is specialized. General knowledge, no matter how great in quantity or variety it may be, is of but little use in the accumulation of money. The faculties of the great universities possess, in the aggregate, practically every form of general knowledge known to civilization. Most of the professors have but little or no money. They specialize on teaching knowledge, but they do not specialize on the organization or the use of knowledge. Knowledge will not attract money unless it is organized and intelligently directed through practical plans of action to the definite end of accumulation of money. Lack of understanding of this fact has been the source of confusion to millions of people who falsely believe that knowledge is power. It is nothing of the sort. Knowledge is only potential power. It becomes power only when and if it is organized into definite plans of action and directed to a definite end. This missing link in all systems of education known to civilization today may be found in the failure of educational institutions to teach their students how to organize and use knowledge after they acquire it. Many people make the mistake of assuming that because Henry Ford had but little schooling, he is not a man of education. Those who make this mistake do not know Henry Ford, nor do they understand the real meaning of the word educate. That word is derived from the Latin word educo, meaning to educe, to draw out, to develop from within. An educated man is not necessarily one who has an abundance of general or specialized knowledge. An educated man is one who has so developed the faculties of his mind that he may acquire anything he wants or its equivalent without violating the rights of others. Henry Ford comes well within the meaning of this definition. During the World War, a Chicago newspaper published certain editorials in which, among other statements, Henry Ford was called an ignorant pacifist. Mr. Ford objected to the statements and brought suit against the paper for libeling him. When the suit was tried in the courts, the attorneys for the paper pleaded justification and placed Mr. Ford himself on the witness stand for the purpose of proving to the jury that he was ignorant. The attorneys asked Mr. Ford a great variety of questions, all of them intended to prove by his own evidence that while he might possess considerable specialized knowledge pertaining to the manufacture of automobiles, he was in the main ignorant. Mr. Ford was plied with such questions as the following: Who was Benedict Arnold? And how many soldiers did the British send over to America to put down the rebellion of 1776? In answer to the last question, Mr. Ford replied, I do not know the exact number of soldiers the British sent over, but I have heard that it was a considerably larger number than ever went back. Finally, Mr. Ford became tired of this line of questioning, and in reply to a particularly offensive question, he leaned over, pointed his finger at the lawyer who had asked the question, and said, If I should really want to answer the foolish question you have just asked, or any of the other questions you have been asking me, let me remind you that I have a row of electric push buttons on my desk, and by pushing the right button, I can summon to my aid men who can answer any question I desire to ask concerning the business to which I am devoting most of my efforts. Now, will you kindly tell me why I should clutter up my mind with general knowledge for the purpose of being able to answer questions when I have men around me who can supply any knowledge I require? There certainly was good logic to that reply. That answer floored the lawyer. Every person in the courtroom realized it was the answer not of an ignorant man, but of a man of education. Any man is educated who knows where to get knowledge when he needs it and how to organize that knowledge into definite plans of action. Through the assistance of his mastermind group, Henry Ford had at his command all the specialized knowledge he needed to enable him to become one of the wealthiest men in America. It was not essential that he have this knowledge in his own mind. I repeat, it was not essential that he have this knowledge in his own mind. Surely no person who has sufficient inclination and intelligence to read a book of this nature can possibly miss the significance of this illustration. Before you can be sure of your ability to transmute desire into its monetary equivalent, you will require specialized knowledge of the service, merchandise, or profession which you intend to offer in return for fortune. Perhaps you may need much more specialized knowledge than you have the ability or the inclination to acquire. And if this should be true, you may bridge your weakness through the aid of your mastermind group. Andrew Carnegie stated that he personally knew nothing about the technical end of the steel business. Moreover, he did not particularly care to know anything about it. The specialized knowledge which he required for the manufacture and marketing of steel, he found available through the individual units of his mastermind group. The accumulation of great fortunes calls for power, and power is organized through is acquired through highly organized and intelligently directed specialized knowledge. But that knowledge does not necessarily have to be in the possession of the man who accumulates the fortune. The preceding paragraph should give hope and encouragement to the man with ambition to accumulate a fortune, who has not possessed himself of the necessary education to supply such specialized knowledge as he may require. Men sometimes go through life suffering from inferiority complexes because they are not men of education. The man who can organize and direct a mastermind group of men who possess knowledge useful in the accumulation of money is just as much a man of education as any man in the group. Remember this. If you suffer from a feeling of inferiority because your schooling has been limited, Thomas A. Edison had only 3 months of schooling during his entire life. He did not lack education. Neither did he die poor. Henry Ford had less than a sixth grade schooling, but he has managed to do pretty well by himself financially. Specialized knowledge is among the most plentiful and the cheapest forms of service which may be had. If you doubt this, consult the payroll of any university. It pays to know how to purchase knowledge. First of all, decide the sort of specialized knowledge you require and the purpose for which it is needed. To a large extent, your major purpose in life, the goal toward which you are working, will help determine what knowledge you need. With this question settled, your next move requires that you have accurate information concerning dependable sources of knowledge. The more important of these are A, one's own experience and education, B, experience and education available through cooperation of others, Mastermind Alliance, C, colleges and universities, D, public libraries through books and periodicals in which may be found all the knowledge organized by civilization, E, special training courses through night schools and home study schools in particular. And if Dr. Napoleon Hill were alive today, I imagine he would add an F here and plop down the internet, because what a great source of information the internet is. As knowledge is acquired, it must be organized and put into use for a definite purpose through practical plans. Knowledge has no value except that which can be gained from its application towards some worthy end. This is one reason why college degrees are not valued more highly. They represent nothing but miscellaneous knowledge. If you contemplate taking additional schooling, first determine the purpose for which you want the knowledge you are seeking. Then learn where this particular sort of knowledge can be obtained from reliable sources. Successful men in all callings never stop acquiring specialized knowledge relating to their major purpose, business, or profession. Those who are not successful usually make the mistake of believing that the knowledge acquiring period ends when one finishes school. The truth is that schooling does but little more than to put one in the way of learning how to acquire practical knowledge. And I'm going to go ahead and stop the reading of the book right there and open up. I'm excited to open up the mastermind portion of the call. And I thought maybe, we're talking about specialized knowledge today is really the subject of the call. And we're learning that in order to have success in any endeavor, we do have to be able to organize and direct specialized knowledge. Now, we learn that knowledge doesn't have to be within our own brain, and that's encouraging, but we know we do need to use specialized knowledge. Most of us on the call, I believe, if not all of us, are in the home business profession, and so we are tasked with the responsibility of moving products, finding new business partners to promote the products and the business to which we're engaged. And so I thought it might be worthy to propose to the group that while we go through this mastermind discussion, in addition to sharing insights from this particular chapter and what we've heard on the call so far, masterminding on this idea, I thought it might be useful for us to utilize this time today to mastermind and share ideas on what type of specialized knowledge do we believe we should have to be successful in the home business industry. And I might start the discussion by sharing a few ideas that I believe that I have found to be extremely valuable in my home business career. The first first, specialized knowledge that I believe is essential, and this falls in line with the formula that we repeat on this call many times over, which is the formula for success: mindset plus skill set times performance equals result. Well, what's the first piece of the equation? It's mindset. So one of the most valuable pieces of specialized knowledge I believe a human being can possess and a home business professional can possess is the knowledge of how your own brain works and the knowledge of how to influence your own brain to do better things, to form better habits, to reach for higher goals. Mindset. What we do on this call. Why do we do this call every single day of the week? It's because one of the most valuable forms of specialized knowledge is this knowledge of how to formulate a rock-solid, unstoppable, unshakable mindset. So I believe that's specialized knowledge number one. Now, I'll share one little piece of specialized knowledge number two, which is the second piece of that formula, skill set. In the home business profession, we have to gain certain skills to be successful, right? To be able to successfully market our products and our businesses, we have to have certain skills. And I find it fascinating, you know, and I share this, you know, to help me illustrate this story. I am currently one of the top earners in my entire network marketing company. And again, I don't share that to brag, just to help me illustrate this point. We recently went to a company convention here a month or two ago. And I also have the opportunity to communicate with a lot of people that are in my particular company. And one of the things that I find fascinating is as I talk to people, you know, various people throughout our company, it's interesting to hear the things that people talk about. And one of the things, you know, my company has really great products, as do many network marketing companies. But one of the things that I find fascinating is sometimes when I talk to people, they want to talk all about the products and they know every single thing there is to be known about the products and how great the products are. They know how many, you know, milligrams of such and such and the other and every other ingredient you can think of is in our product and why it's so much better than other products and so on and so forth. And they'll go on and on and on and on and on about how great our products is. Well, I want to share with you a piece of knowledge that I picked up I think it was 2 or 3 years ago when I started reaching out and studying and learning a little bit more about marketing. Why? So I could better market myself and market my home business. I was reading a book called The Renegade Network Marketer, and it's by Ann Sieg. She's an internet marketer, and she I actually purchased this book. It's she gives away a free ebook, and then there's one that you can buy, and I think it was like $79, and I bought it because I wanted to learn more specialized knowledge, right? So and Napoleon Hill says it pays to know how to purchase specialized knowledge. So if someone knows more than you in marketing and is selling some information, sometimes it's a great idea to buy that stuff, right? So anyway, I bought this book, and she's got an audio that comes with it. And in this book, she said something that was very profound. She quoted, who was it that said, the person who made the quote escapes me. But basically the quote was, it was Henry David Thoreau. That's right. Henry David Thoreau said, if you build a better mousetrap, the world will beat a path to your door. If you build a better mousetrap, the world will beat a path to your door. Most people, myself included, had heard that statement and just assumed that it was true. Well, on this call, we learn to question everything, right? It's one of the things Todd Young says all the time. Question everything. Question everything. You know, Melvin's all the time, too, encouraging us to think about stuff, not just accept it. Well, Ann Sieg, apparently, at some point in her entrepreneurial journey, heard this quote and thought about it and said, if you build a better mousetrap, will the world really beat a path to your door? And the answer she came to was no. If I sit in my garage and I build a better mousetrap, and this mousetrap is the most amazing mousetrap. I mean, it'll catch all the mice in your house in an hour's time, and it'll locate them, it'll seek them out, it'll obliterate them with laser beams, and you know, it's quiet, and you make this mousetrap that's just unbelievable, but you sit in your garage and nobody knows about it. Is the world going to beat a path to your door because you've built this most amazing contraption? The answer is no, my friends. The world will only beat a path to your door if the world knows you've built a better mousetrap. And so that small little lesson that I read and that little piece of specialized knowledge that I purchased a couple of years ago helped me to understand that knowing all the ingredients in my product, knowing every single little thing about how my company works, knowing all of the, you know, being an analytical left brain, and, you know, I am, I've got a mix of analytical side in me, and I've also got, I'm a little bit right-brained and left-brain. So in the past, I've had the tendency to fall into the analytical side. And in my past network marketing companies and ventures, it's been one of my greatest reasons that I failed is because I've wanted to analyze and know every single little detail and every single little fact so that I could tell people every single little detail and every single little fact. Well, when you realize that the world will beat a better path to your door only if the world knows you have a better mousetrap, you start to realize where your time, focus, and energy should be directed. It's not so much learning every single little thing about your product. I'm not saying that's not important, and you should maybe learn some stuff. But here's the point I want to make. I'm a top earner in my company. Guess what my product knowledge is? It's terrible. You hear me talk about our product, and all I share are testimonials and experiences and how I like the product. And I tell people how it's helped me lose a few pounds, and it gives me more energy. And then I share stories of people who've lost weight with the product. I don't know anything really about our product. I know just a small, tiny little bit. And I'm a top earner in our company. So what's the lesson to be learned here? The lesson is that me, Paul Hutchings, fortunately, a couple of years ago, I learned that my time and effort in my pursuit of specialized knowledge would pay a lot more dividends if I focused on learning sales, marketing, communication, how to persuade people, how to communicate an idea, what causes people to take action. These are the pieces of specialized knowledge. If you were to ask me what is the best specialized knowledge that you've acquired, it would be those bullet points that I just mentioned. So us in the home business industry, I encourage us to direct this discussion to sharing ideas in terms of what specialized knowledge do you believe is important or have you found to be important. Not just do you believe, but that you have found. What specialized knowledge have you applied in your business that has made all the difference? And I'd love to hear those ideas, and I'd love to hear that discussion. So let me open up the lines. Excited to hear from each of you folks.
Good morning, Paul.
Unmute your line. Hey, Melvin, good morning.
How are you doing this morning, young man?
I'm excellent. How are you? You sound great.
Because I am. Hey, listen, I just wanted to say that one of the things that you're going to hear constantly and you hear throughout this country is go to school and get a good education. I mean, that's really being pushed and preached out here. The problem is, though, that you will not get a good education in our school system because it's not there. It never has been, and we do not truly educate. And there's few schools that are great. Some are good, and most are bad. So it's not there. Most teachers, you think about most teachers don't make too much money. They don't do too much with their lives to implement the principles and concepts necessary to have a great life. There's those here and there that make a difference, but overall, it's not there. And it's a sad situation, but I don't know when we're going to get on the right track and teach these principles and these concepts that will make all the difference in the world. I know that personally when I came out of school and there was no education here. I remember going to college, and I was going to college for a while, and I said, this is what they call education? I said, I'm not going to keep paying my money for this stuff. I could just pick up and feel it wasn't there. And we're going to have to take it upon ourselves to educate ourselves. And like I said, this is a great foundation. I mean, if someone were to start a school today and the basis of the school would be think and grow rich, it will far exceed what we call education that we have today. You were talking about some things that we would need to do. Well, we would need to have a belief in oneself. That's absolutely essential. A love of life. And then you need to get on with letting your light shine. So believing in yourself, having a real love of life. What is life anyway but God? And then let your light shine. Whatever you learn and whatever you accomplish, you got to put it out there with the right attitude, with the excitement. Become all that you can become. So when you talk about knowing a product, the product to know is self. That's the product that we should be getting to know. And you start to get to know that product, you realize that the greatness that each and every single human being has within him is just unreal. Back to you, Paul.
Wow, Melvin, love what you've shared as always. And folks, we just heard from a professional in our home business profession, many, many years, very successful in multiple companies. That's valuable stuff he just shared. Thank you, Melvin. Star 6, who's next?
Hey, good morning, Paul.
Good morning, my friend. Oh, Mr. Hutchins, how are you? I'm glad I got you laughing. Did he beat me?
Yes.
Let
him go. Hey, guys, this will be really short.
Fast off the draw.
Good morning.
I can't believe someone beat you to the punch there. I think it was John. That's why I'm laughing. So, John, go ahead and then Rick.
Good morning, my friends. Hey, guys. As it pertains to the mastermind portion of this call, there are two skills. There are two skills that, on a personal basis, have really been absolutely, absolutely mind-blowing, absolutely beneficial for me on a personal basis. And if you are building an online home-based business, if you can master these two skills, you can darn near write your check. The very first skill that you need to master that is absolutely crucial is blogging. You need to learn how to blog. Now, you don't have to come out the gate being able to expand upon post upon post upon post, but you do have to get started. When you can, and for those folks that say, I don't know what to blog about, I don't know how to blog, this is what I would advise that you do. You choose 3 to 5 marketers who you can really relate to, and you follow what it is that they do. Go to their blog, take a look at their writing, take a look at their style, see how they interact, see how they use video on their blog. Using video on your blog and using video within your marketing is very, very, very crucial to being able to brand yourself, to being able to connect with your target audience. Little tip when you're using video is to look directly at the camera. Look directly at the camera, and you speak to the camera as if you were speaking to a friend. Just forget about the fact that you are going to be broadcasting this out to YouTube or to Facebook, and it's going to be seen by hundreds and hopefully thousands of people. Just speak to the camera as if you're speaking to a friend. Then, as it pertains to blogging, what you are going to want to do is go and find. Let's say if the subject that you want to blog about is how to develop online network marketing leads for XYZ company. What you do is you go to Google and you put in the search bar how to develop online network marketing leads. And then what's going to happen is that Google is going to return 10 hits, 10 different sites with 10 different posts from 10 different people. What you can do is take five of those posts, go over the information. After you have personally reviewed 5 bits of content, 5 to 10, depending on how much time that you have enough content, you have enough knowledge to then extrapolate the required information and put it into your own words. I'm not saying rip off their content, but quite frankly, there has been so much content written, and there's so much content written every day that the knowledge is out there. You know, you don't have to come up with all this original thought for the basis of your knowledge. Take what's already out there, learn from it, internalize it, and then turn around and teach it yourself. And that's one other point. When you learn, do not learn just to learn. Learn with the mindset that you are going to teach. It brings a different viewpoint when you're learning. Learn with the mindset that you are going to teach. It'll give you a better understanding, and then as you teach it, you become more of an expert within that field, and your power, your stature, and your influence will grow. But then we get back to the point of where we are today. It's the daily disciplines of blogging, the daily disciplines of video marketing. You know, you're not going to come out the gate 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks from now, and you're a superstar blogger, you're a superstar video marketer. Just the same way, when you tap into these calls in 3 weeks from now, you're not going to have the personal development of Melvin, of Rick, of Paul, because these guys have been at it for quite literally years. Take that same stance with your blogging, with your video marketing, and then a year from now, everything that you touch turns to gold. Back to you, Paul.
Great tips, Chapman. Really appreciate that. Rick, go ahead, sir. Rick Martin, you still there, buddy?
Good morning, my friend. Mr. Hutchins, how are you?
Excellent.
All right, fantastic. You talked about, you used a word that I mentioned the other day about deduce. You know, the skill to get from people what it is they're looking for and helping them to get what it is they want. Sometimes people don't even know what they want. Sometimes people don't even know what their capabilities are. A lot of doubts been created in their lives by themselves and others, their environment that they're around. You're in this very environment to learn the different things that you can do, different things that you can get for yourself and others. Now, what I want to really mention here is that when you talked about, Paul, what you talked about is exactly on the money, about learning every single thing about your product, features, this, that, and the other. You ever walk into a store like Best Buy or something, and some guy start telling you about the features, this, that, and the other? You know he's an amateur, because people are looking for what? We're looking for results. We're looking for benefits. We're looking for solutions in our lives. That's what it is. How do you know what people are looking for? Unless you ask them. I have one line. One line. No prescription without diagnosis. That's malpractice in medicine, and it is so in business. I've been in business for myself for 28 years. And in my business, I have to, my original traditional style business, I cannot provide a system for a client without knowing exactly what it is they want. It's fatalism. Getting to read people, understand, know your clients without shoving down your goals to them is one of the key skills that you need to develop in business, period. It doesn't matter whether you're in the home business. It doesn't matter whether you're doing traditional business. It is key of knowing what that person wants and helping them find the best way to get it. The ability to influence people influence others is a very important skill. Winning friends. It's incredible because it's like they say, the saying goes, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. That's not just the saying. That has to be a habit, a real habit. Lots of people, Paul, knows a lot of things. The stuff that we do in a home-based business is not a difficult thing. People know what they do, but they don't do it. The knowledge in this business is very simple. So, yes, people know a lot of things, but do they apply the knowledge? Apply, do they do? Do they make it a habit? That's the key. A habit. You are your habit. Right back to you, and have a fantastic day, my friends.
Mr. Rick Martin, that was powerful. No prescription without diagnosis. Folks, one other line that I got from Ann Sieg, she said, all good marketing starts at the exact same spot that good communication starts, with the other person. Keep that in mind. No prescription without diagnosis. Beautiful. Star 6, who's next?
Hey, Paul. It's Mike.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, I love how we're talking about the things that we should be learning, but there's also the other side, like Henry Ford was saying, is there's some stuff we don't have to learn. And in fact, I'm glad, because I've been known to send out a few emails with very, very bad spelling. I've sent out, this will defiantly help your business, I've done that to 60,000 people once. So, that was a kind of interesting thing. But here's the cool thing is, I'll write blogs, or I'll do, I mainly do videos because I don't write very well. I actually failed English in high school. I remember one summer school, I went to summer school and there were 5 classes you could take, and I had to take 5 English classes in a row. So that was definitely interesting. But the beautiful thing is I married somebody who's an English major, so I don't really have to know how to write, because what I'll do is I'll just put something together, I'll write it out really quick, what I want to say, and I'll just hurry and get my wife to come up, proofread it, make sure I spelled everything right, make sure I got everything going, and then I just send it out. So, you can find other people that have these skills that may not really pay you any money, like, per se, but that actually works, because, obviously if you look like you can't spell and you can't do anything, you send out an email to a bunch of people, you might look like a, a illiterate person or whatever. I mean, it's cool that we could still make money that way, but it's still nice to have those people with those skills around you that can help you out. So just want to throw that up there.
Wow, really powerful, Mike. Thank you for sharing that. I love it. Star 6, who's next?
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
This is Mahara in Atlanta, and I just wanted to share a little bit about my love of marketing and my love of being in the country where everyone can find their dream. A good friend of mine used to have this saying, he immigrated to this country, and he said, no one ever talks about the Norwegian dream. No one ever talks about the Siberian dream, it's the American dream. We have the ability to open a business and to be competitive, and I mean that in the best way. I mean competitive by being excellent in the marketplace, by offering more and figuring out that formula. And I was so inspired by listening to the things that people were saying about marketing, and even your quote about the mousetrap, because the truth about marketing, I wanted to take it a step further. This is the truth about marketing. If you are a strong marketer, you could advertise the best mousetrap in the world. And if you control that business and you have 500,000 people that want to buy a mousetrap from you, you can pay somebody to go develop the best mousetrap in the world. If you know how to market for the best mousetrap and you've got hungry people asking for mousetraps, you can just compare all the mousetraps in the world, figure out which one's best, and put your margin on top of that. I mean, that's the way people make money in the world. And I also wanted to share a quick lesson that I learned from an absolute crook. And it's not the kind of lesson I enjoyed learning. And I was shocked and I was horrified, but I have never forgotten the lesson. As many of you know, I've worked in hypnotherapy and life coaching and neurolinguistic programming. And I met this woman that was, she called herself a hypnotherapist, but she was really kind of what you would call a crook. And she was making money hand over fist, and she didn't care at all about people, and she didn't know her craft, and she wasn't effective. And so I started trying to coach her because I didn't know yet that she was kind of a crook. And I tried to say some things to lead her on the path of being a much better therapist and actually that end point that you were talking about, which is it starts with the other person, you know, being of service to the other person and being focused on the other person. And here was her answer to my guidance. I don't have to be any good. I know how to market. And I said, but what about your reputation? What about repeat business? And she said, I don't need repeat business. If somebody buys 5 sessions from me and they're unhappy with the first one, all the better for me because I get to keep the money and they don't come back. And guess what? I'm such a strong marketer that I can make 5 new people come in the door tomorrow. And of course I was appalled, and of course that's not any solid basis for business, but I did learn something. I knew some heartfelt, struggling little hypnotherapists that weren't making any money, and they were good, and they studied hard, but they didn't know how to market. And here's this crooked woman who could care less, and she was getting a big old piece of the market share. So I just wanted you guys to think about the fact that if you know how to market, it's everything, and you can develop the skill and the talent and use your high ethical standards to back up the business that you bring to your door. Back to you, Paul.
Wow, great lessons, Mahara. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that. Star
hey,
six,
Paul?
Who's next? Yes.
It's interesting that this is coming out today, and several people have just spoke of it, and it is very powerful. One of the things that I mentioned is earlier I said let your light shine, and when I said let your light shine, that has to do with marketing. If you don't open your mouth and you don't speak up and you don't develop the blogging and all the other things people are sharing and all the different things you could do to market something, you're definitely going to be missing the boat, because marketing is the key. And I even understand today that I have not acquired the success that I'd like to acquire because of what we're talking about, marketing. I've done well in terms of my ability to speak up to people and talk out and to reach out and to enroll and all of that. But I now know that marketing is truly, truly one of the very important keys to really getting into some serious, serious, serious money. And everybody on this call right now with e-commerce and the computer, I mean, there's not any of us here that cannot become effective at it. Back to you, Paul.
Yeah, very powerful, Melvin. Star six, let me be quiet here. Anyone else? Come on out, star six. Mel, good morning.
Hey, Paul. Hello, Paul.
Yeah, Bill. I think Bill was first. Go ahead, Bill.
I think that personal communication, how you come across, is really important. A great example is John Chapman. When he first started to talk on the call, I can remember he always sounded like he was out of breath and was afraid to make a mistake in what he was saying. He was like, I kept listening to him, and I said, geez, did he just get through running or what happened or whatever? But it seems like he really developed a lot of personal belief in himself, a lot of skills. So when he comes on the call, he's like a totally different individual. So how he comes across, how you come across to other people, it really says it all, because as you mentioned in other calls, you know, people don't buy a company, they don't buy products, they buy you. And he definitely has learned how to have people listen to him. Back to you, Paul.
personal communication, big skill to have in our profession. Who is the other gentleman coming out there? And I do believe John exercises a lot on our calls, which is why he probably sounds a little winded.
This is Mike in Michigan. The way you started this call this morning was kind of serendipitous for me. I decided to start doing my morning stretching routine during the call, kind of do some multitasking.
Uh-huh.
A little bit of backstory on that. In 2010, January, I resolved to get below 210 pounds. It didn't work because I found out that I can't lose weight. I have a mental block. I don't like to lose. January 2011 found me at 225 pounds. Not only did I not lose weight, but I gained 15 more. I did a mental shift. I was 49 at the time, fast approaching 50, and anyone that knows much about longevity knows if you want to survive, you've got to be somewhere close to the weight you were at when you graduated high school, when you're 50. I was nowhere close. I used to weigh 150 pounds in high school. So that was my goal in 2011, I mean. Wasn't sure how I was going to get there because I couldn't lose weight. I wore my brother's Rottweiler out many times hiking him through the woods. But in May, I was listening to a training by Jonathan Butt talking about a writing technique where you do 30 to 45 minutes of intense work and then you take a short break. I combined that with a high intensity interval workout I got from a Dr. Gabe Merkin. June 15th saw me at 185 pounds. 40 pounds gone in 6 weeks. I didn't lose it, I cut it. But then I stayed because I had no more, the large amount of fat deposits were gone. It was down to the stuff that's hard to get rid of. But you know, at 185, I felt pretty good, so I wasn't trying so hard until this year. And I was looking at myself in the mirror in February. Yes, fit, more fit, but not as fit. So I designed a calisthenics program that would give me a flatter stomach without having to lay on the floor. Then, of course, I didn't do it until May. And it was kind of funny because things going on in May, I did it, but I wasn't paying much attention, dropped 13 pounds, almost by accident. And then I got sick in June, sick all month. Kind of funny, that I actually did lose weight because I couldn't eat. But in July, I built my very first six-pack, my very first intentional six-pack at the age of 50. And all it took was 20 minutes a day. So I put together an ebook, some videos, and now it's just a matter of getting the attention to it. And this call is getting me on the right track. So I just wanted to thank you again. Back to you, Paul.
Mike, thank you, man. And a big round of applause, I know, from everyone on the line for the results that you're seeing in your life. Inspiration, man. You're an inspiration. Keep up the great work. Your light is shining, and I appreciate that. And so does everyone on the call. Star 6, who's next?
Hey, Paul, this is Robert.
Hey, Robert. Good morning.
Good morning. I haven't been able to be on the early morning calls for a while, but it really kills me not to be able to hit star 6. So I had to get up this morning. But I was, you know, after listening to yesterday's call and the power of autosuggestion and listening to Mike Hobbs and him talking about autosuggestion in this blog and stuff yesterday, I came to realize that this call and what we learn here is specialized knowledge. And it's made a huge difference in my life. Little by little, I'm growing and accomplishing everything that I'm wanting to. Little by little. But one thing I realized yesterday when Mike was talking about in his blog video is that I'm afraid to read my major definite purpose. I'm not doing it every day, and I thought about it, why? And I guess I'm afraid of it. And I don't know whether it's because I'm afraid of failure, afraid of success. I wish we had more time to get some other input from other people, but I know it's necessary. I'm going to make myself do it every day because these principles are real and they really, really, really help. But it's amazing. Maybe we, you know, that we can be afraid of something as simple as just reading a statement. But that's all I had to say. But back to you, Paul.
Robert, I really appreciate you coming out and making that comment, because I have a feeling that there are many people on the line, myself included, who can identify with what you've shared. I haven't had a problem reading or saying my major definite purpose, but what I have dealt with is the doubts and the fears that try to creep in. And it's something that is a process to overcome, but that's what we're doing on this call together. That's what we're doing in life, is we're learning to recognize those. We're learning to recognize those little thoughts of doubt and fear that creep in when we start to express our light, and we have to learn to, you know, as Todd Young says, pull out a photon torpedo and blow them away, and it takes effort. So, men, make that first step in starting to read that on a daily basis, and I can tell you what's going to happen is you're still going to have some doubts and stuff come in and some fears, but over time, as you take charge and as you recognize those and as you start to focus on the reasons why you are being successful and eliminate those little doubts and fears that come in, you're going to get better. You're going to get more you're going to have more belief in yourself. You're going to have more belief in your vision. That will happen. But as you mentioned, it's a process. And I'll share with you one quote. It's one of my favorite quotes, and it's from Shakespeare. And Shakespeare said, "Our doubts are traitors that make us lose the good we oft might win by fearing to attempt." Our doubts are traitors that make us lose the good we oft might win by fearing to attempt. So those doubts and fears, they're really our enemy, and we need to learn to get rid of them. Star 6, who's next?
Hey, Paul, Todd.
Good morning, Todd.
Good morning to everybody. Love being on this call. Love listening to everybody's wisdom. This is a fantastic call. And, Paul, you know, you started it out perfectly. And, you know, that's getting excited. And getting excited does so much in our life. I remember when I first started in this industry, my mentor, that was the first step to his presentation. It was the first step to any training that we went to. It was the first subject that was ever talked about when we went to a training. Because my mentor knew, who was also a practitioner of Think and Grow Rich and literally ran his entire company based on this one book, but he knew that getting excited was like an amplifier for your faith. It was part of the faith and the belief of connections that one has, is, you know, and that really is specialized knowledge. And specialized knowledge is right here in this book. And you know, utilizing specialized knowledge is what really helps you to get to your destination with regards to your goals. And, you know, in our organization, in our business, of course, you know, we have, you know, these simple phrases like facts tell, stories sell. You know, in a lot of other businesses, people are actually telling facts about whatever it is that they're doing. But in our industry, we actually do just the opposite. We actually stay away from the facts. We want people to learn the facts on their own, which is, you know, by telling stories. We tell stories to get people to information for them to look at it. That's all specialized stuff in a really broad way, but also in a focused way. But you know what? Getting excited about what it is that we're doing, living life, working out of our home, not working for some jerk who is literally going to continue to put us down, working for 40 or even maybe 50 or more years for several companies who don't care about you, who really don't care about your bills, they don't care about your retirement, they don't care about your life, they don't care about the vacations that you want to take, they don't care about your spouse, they care about them. And that's a system that we bought into many, many years ago. Go out and get a good education, get a good job for somebody else's company. We're not learning how to do that. We're learning something special, which is how to go do what they did. They went out and started a company of their own. But that is something that we're doing. That's special. And that takes special knowledge. And that special knowledge we learn right here on this phone call. And, Paul, we're all grateful to you to start this call and to start really helping everybody to be a practitioner of Think and Grow Rich, because when you get excited, that what that does is that fuels that belief, that fuels that faith. It's an amplifier. It increases your vibration. It is really what helps to manifest what it is that you are thinking by getting excited. That's why it's the first step to the presentation. And then by doing that, it gives you confidence. Confidence makes you more excited, which fuels your faith. So it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. So when it comes to something that you should be doing that is special, you know, Melvin Shaw hit it right on the head, and so did Rick, and that is that, you know, be a practitioner of your brain. Be a practitioner. Learn the specialized knowledge of utilizing your brain. Instead of all the facts that are out there in life and the things that you should be doing, what is going to make you great in life is working on yourself and working on your own mind and how your mind and your brain and your body operates together. So, Paul, just my 2 cents I wanted to put in here. I love hearing this call. Everybody had some really great things, very wise things to say on this call. And everybody have a fantastic day. Paul, back to you.
Todd Young, I love those thoughts, and I'm so grateful that you shared them. And to kind of close out the call, I wanted to share a little bit of a conversation you and I were having the other day. And that is, Todd asked me the question, Paul, what do you think is the most important knowledge for people to have? And I thought about it for a second, and my answer came back to what I said at the, you know, to start the mastermind discussion, and that is mindset. And as we talked, we both agreed. And the reason why mindset is so important, even when we start to learn some of this marketing stuff, here's the reason, is with the proper mindset, you can learn to be successful with any marketing strategy that you choose to implement in your life. And I want to share just a quick example of what I'm talking about. I personally believe with the mindset that I have right now, and someday maybe I'll have to test this and put my money where my mouth is, but I personally believe that I could go out and go door to door or go contact people outside of a shopping mall, and I'm not saying you should do this, but what I'm saying is this. With the mindset that I have now, with the knowledge of what I've gained in Think and Grow Rich, I personally believe that I could go out and be successful without the internet. Do I want to do that? No, I like the internet. It gives me leverage. It gives me powerful. But the point is this. With the right mindset, you don't have to be an internet marketer. You don't have to be a blogger. In network marketing, you've got to have leads. You've got to have people to talk to. But what you need to do for your business is find the method that works for you. And here's one of the things that I want to encourage all of us to do as we're moving forward in our home business careers. There's some old ideas out in the marketplace, and there's some new ideas that are damaging to our industry. And you know, there's this conflict out there where, you know, the traditional network marketers, they say there's only one way to build this business, and all the internet marketers, the new school, you know, people that are utilizing technology, they're full of it, and you don't want to listen to them, and that's unduplicatable. And then you got the internet marketers, the bloggers, the people that are, you know, utilizing technology, they're looking at the traditional network marketers and saying, oh, you don't want to be an old fuddy-duddy and do things like they do. Folks, we need to cut the crap, and here's what we need to do. We need to embrace principles. We need to embrace truth. We need to teach people correct principles and let them govern themselves. And we need to teach people that there's a million different ways to build a business. There's a million different ways to find leads. There's a million different ways to talk to people. What you need to do for your business is you need to be aware and you need to figure out the best strategy, the best plan, as Dr. Hill teaches us, that works for you in your business. So let's stop combating ideas and philosophies, and let's just embrace the truth and embrace principles. You know, I believe that it is good to talk to the people that you know to get your business started, because I learned so much in doing that. I believe that it is good to learn how to prospect on the phone. It's good for your marketing. Why? Because we know that good marketing starts with the other person. Well, what's one of the best ways to learn about other people? Folks, it's talking to them every day. I mean, one of the reasons that I'm a decent marketer is I've spent so much time prospecting, getting on the phone every day for 2 years straight for an hour to 2 hours a day, talking to people and asking questions and listening. I have a pretty good idea of what people want.
So that translates over into my marketing. See, that's a principle. So I want to teach people correct principles and let them govern themselves. I hope that you'll be on board with me and moving forward and being a light in our profession of getting truth out there, stopping all the bickering and the arguing and the, you know, making fun of old school, new school, blah, 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 blah. There's no old school. There's no new school. There's just school, right? And let's do this and let's have this philosophy. Let's move forward. Folks, let's get out there and have a great day. I love you. I appreciate you. Thanks for being on the call. And we'll see you back here tomorrow. Don't forget to take action today, by the way. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning on the Thinking Rich Call. Take care, everyone. Thanks, everyone, for the discussion. It's been great today.